This is James Smith from Dalworth Clean. We go back with Neil Sperry since the early 80s. We welcome you to another hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, James, very, very much. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for tuning us in, each of you. I appreciate that. And we're here every Sunday morning from 8 until 11. And as James alluded, we've been doing this program for a long time. I began in 1978, found out about Dalworth Clean in the very early 1980s. And it's been a wonderful thing. I have a lot of advertisers who have been with me for most of that time. We have a list of all of our advertisers at neilsperry.com, Neil on the radio, and then there's a list there of radio sponsors, and all of their contact information is there. As I redo my website, we'll make that more accessible to you, just as a reference listing. But of the 25 or so advertisers I have, 10 or 12 of them have been with me for more than 20 years. Those are long-term. Those become friends at that point, not business relationships, just friends beyond that. So we have Jimmy Turner from the Dallas Arboretum. He's my friend and also of long standing, and he does a report every Sunday morning at 10. Today he is sponsored by WhizQ Stone. Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning.
You're going to be talking about a very beautiful type of grass, a rather fine textured kind of a grass. Tell us about it.
Well, I think you and I kind of agree. Most grasses that are used here are kind of unadapted and don't do well because they require too much water. But this is actually one that's kind of a native Texan that actually does well, and it can survive on the highways on the side of Northwest Highway in Dallas. It probably can survive in your yard.
I have a habit of being very opinionated about plants. Jimmy, on the other hand, is extremely opinionated. That's right. Okay, so this is Gulf Coast Muley grass, and it is M-U-H-L-Y because it is Muhlenbergia capillaris. You knew that already. We just wanted to confirm it for you. Tell us about muley grass, Jimmy, if you will.
Well, muley grass will start blooming, and actually this grass, actually the plant itself is okay, but it's actually all about the flowers on this one. It looks like pink cotton candy to me, kind of just crowning the top of the plants at 3 feet. Really best where it's backlit and full sun in the afternoon, so you actually get that sun coming through it in the evening, and it just kind of glows. Likes it full sun and dry soil, and don't overwater it. And that's about all you need to know to grow this one.
What do you do with it in the wintertime?
I let it sit there until it just finally starts to fall down. And usually a little time after Christmas, it starts to kind of compact. And then I actually just take the weed eater and mow the thing down.
Okay. I like, and I'm unique in this, I think. I don't think too many people do this, but when my ornamental grasses turn brown, I like to get them trimmed down. There's something about brown in the landscape that does not turn me on. There's enough of that already in Texas landscaping. Yeah, and my personal opinion, and this one is an exception, is that we have just gone nuts on grasses, too nuts, and there are too many of them. But you have some really beautiful ornamental grasses, and you've used them very strategically and wonderfully at the Dallas Arboretum. Folks, if you want to see ornamental grasses used properly, you need to go see what Jimmy has done with them. He has some fountain grasses that are 15 feet tall. They're not in the marketplace yet out of Tifton, Georgia, and he's trying to encourage them to bring some of those into the market, and you'll see why when you see them. All right, and where will we find the pink muley at the Arboretum?
We have a lovely planting in the Lay Ornamental Garden, if I can say that today, and the Johnson Color Garden, we have one there in the Waterwise bed.
All right, good deal. Now, tell us what is going on with the concerts.
We have concerts every Thursday. This week, September 13th, we'll have Hunter Sullivan, which is our big band. On September 20th, next week, we have Emerald City, two of our more favorite concerts. I recommend signing up online in advance because we always sell out, and that's DallasArboretum.org for tickets.
All right, DallasArboretum.org. And then you have some fall educational programs.
I do. We have a great Japanese maple symposium. That's on October 10th. It's got Dave Creech from Stephen F. Austin speaking.
Oh, whoa, slow down. Say that one again. Don't gloss over him.
Dave Creech, who is our local Texas maple expert, and we also have Talon Buchholz from Portland, Oregon, who I bought a lot of the maples from for our maple collection there at the Arboretum, who's also an excellent speaker and wonderful maple man. So we've got about 3 speakers that day, all talking about maples all day long. So sign up for that one, definitely online.
That's on October 10.
Yes, sir.
Dr. David Creech at Stephen F. Austin is retired now, but somehow these retired college profs end up still working at the universities. He's with their arboretum, and he is one of Texas' finest plant men, and he's fun. He's a great guy. Oh, that's good. And I don't know your gentleman from Oregon, but if he sold you most of the Japanese maples, I believe he might know his topic. That's great. That's on the 10th of October. And then on the 29th of September and 27th of October, what is that?
We have Texas Invaders, a two-part program on identifying and eradicating invasive plants in the landscape. We've got several speakers coming in just kind of talking about plants in Texas that don't belong here. And some of them we don't, and some of them I disagree with them all, but it's a great class to come.
It is a thin sheet of ice that we walk on that one because, for example, there's nothing more invasive than cottonwood, and it's native. It gets squatter's rights. And then people talk about Chinese pistachio and as being a great tree, but it's invasive. And, okay, give me a break. I think, Jimmy, have you come across on pistachios, and then I'll move on with the boilerplate of this. Have you come across any grafted varieties that are male?
Yes, there actually is one.
I was listening to a gardening talk show on a podcast out of the West Coast, and they had a name, and I couldn't catch it. So I'll do that research.
I'll send you a list because it came out of Arizona. There's a breeder there.
Good. All right. Good deal. This is Jimmy Turner, the senior director of the gardens at Dallas Arboretum, and one of my go-to guys when I have questions that I can't answer, which is very, very often, as Jimmy will tell you. How do they find the Dallas Arboretum?
We're at 8525 Garland Road, and that's on the southeast side of White Rock Lake in East Dallas. Just take I-30 over to Grand Avenue and go north, and we'll be on the left-hand side once it becomes Garland Road, or just take Garland Road south from any venue and look for the signs that say Dallas Arboretum.
All right, that's the easy part. The phone number then?
214-515-6500.
That's the information phone number 24 hours a day, and dallasarboretum.org is the website. And, Jimmy, one last thing. When does autumn at the Arboretum begin?
That will start Friday after next. Matter of fact, we've got our first load of pumpkins in. So
you'll have two loads of pumpkins this year?
Two loads, more like 20 loads of pumpkins.
What is it, 80,000 pumpkins you said?
It's 55,000.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to overstate it. Wow, that's just amazing. All right, I appreciate you, my friend, and we are coming out. Lynn and I are coming out to Chihuly. The Dale Chihuly Glassworks continues on through early November, so there's a lot. Go to dallasarboretum.org. You'll see it all. Jimmy, thank you.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye. Let's tell you right now about WhizQ Stone. It's kind of a botanic garden of its own right of stone, where you can find every kind of stone that I believe ever was brought into the Dallas-Fort Worth market. Mike and Derek Wisnan own and operate WhizQ Stone. Mike is dad, second generation in the business. Derek, the son and grandson. And they are a team of two really, really nice, soft-spoken, great men, and leaders in the nursery industry, the landscape design industry, and certainly leaders in the stone industry. You need to see their I said showroom, 22 acres of stone. It's outdoors, but you need to see it to believe it. They really are professional. If you need a referral to a landscape contractor who can do beautiful stone work for you, you want to go out and choose the stone, maybe even have that contractor come with you and offer input, and then Mike and Derek and their team can help as well. They have professional sales representatives there, and they also have an outside showroom of extensive displays. They hold a lot of demonstrations in the spring, and then they leave those demonstrations set up. It might be on how to build a retaining wall or how to build a flagstone patio or a garden pond, whatever it is. They have all those things in their display gardens. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. They're open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays. WhizQ Stone, WHIZ and then the hyphen Q.com is the website, whiz-q.com, or call them at 817-429-0822. 817-429-0822, 4501 East Loop 820 South in Southeast Fort Worth. It's WhizQ Stone.
Hi, I'm Steve Barrett of Arborological Services. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Steve. And here we go back to the phone lines. We have Tim in the fine city of Anna. Tim, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, Neil. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How can I help you?
Well, I had a couple questions for you. I've got a hybrid cottonwood, meaning the cottonless one.
Good.
That I planted, you know, because I wanted some you know, faster growing trees, you know, newer subdivision, didn't have much of anything there. The trees are, oh, I don't know, 4 or 5 years old now, you know, growing pretty well. But I noticed this year that I've got something boring holes in it, and it's in little rows.
All right, if they're in rows, that would be a sapsucker or a woodpecker. It would not be cottonwood borers. Cottonwood borers are one of the chief nemeses of cottonwoods and willows. They're very closely related trees. And cottonwood borers are about the size of your thumb. This is not what you're describing, but I'm going to tell you to watch for them. Cottonwood borers are the size of your thumb. They're black and white, hard-shelled insects with long black antennae that go back over their backs. And they will bore into the wood, lay eggs, and then the larvae tunnel around within the trunks of a cottonwood tree. And if your tree ever begins to get sparse of foliage, that's probably the reason. That's one of the reasons that, you know, as I always say, the fast-growing shade trees all have at least one fatal flaw, and that's one of the two that will get a cottonwood tree. If I had to have a fast-growing shade tree, it would be what you have chosen. I think you can get really good shade almost as quickly from high-quality trees that will last 10 times longer. But if I had to have a fast-growing tree, cottonwood would probably be it. What you're seeing is sapsuckers or woodpeckers, and they are not an indication of any insect within the tree, nor do they cause any great amount of damage to the tree. They're pretty much a neutral issue. I see them at my home all over the trunks of my pecans and oaks, and I don't do anything about it.
Well, I haven't seen any woodpeckers, but that's not to say that they're not there.
If these holes are parallel to the ground and if they're in rows, I'll guarantee you that's what's done it.
Okay. Yeah, they are parallel and they are in rows, which I thought was kind of strange all by itself.
It's as common as dirt. If you look at the trunk of any pecan or especially any live oak, you'll see these all over them.
Okay. My second question for you, I had a gentleman give me a Chinese parasol tree.
Okay.
And I left it in the container. I should have planted it last year and didn't do it. I've neglected it a little bit. But any pointers on planting that thing or, you know,
well,
that tree? I know they're a little different.
They're very different. They need a great deal of water. They have large leaves, very large leaves, and they need a great deal of water. If it's been in the container that long, it probably has rooted around and around inside the container. So I would probably just leave it where it is for another month, and then sometime in mid to late October, I would go ahead and plant it. When you plant it, you should cut some of that wrapping root system. Just take a pair of hand shears or lopping shears and cut those roots that are encircling to break that so that no longer will they encircle and encircle, because otherwise they'll get bigger and bigger and strangle the whole root ball. That will force them to branch out and produce new roots. You only have to cut them in two or three places in the circumference of the circle. And plant it at the same depth it's growing now, and just make provision with the soil that you take out of the planting hole. Make a basin so that you can hold moisture there for it, because it's going to need a lot of water. It's a fast-growing tree. It will drop a lot of leaves in the summer. They're very exotic looking, and when people say, I want a tropical look, that's one of the trees that can give that. They have green trunks, as you know, and those huge green leaves. And so, very interesting novelty tree. They do seed freely. They'll be all through your neighborhood.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, I appreciate your call. Thanks for waiting on me. I'm grateful. Thank you, sir. All right, let me tell you right now about the offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. This is the kind of we're wrapping up now the pre-print offer on my 2013 Texas gardening calendar. I'm not quite ready to send it to the printer, but it's getting very close. And I have finished the editorial. That always is about 80% of my workload. And this is the calendar that has about 10 or 12,000 words telling you month by month when you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants that you're growing in your landscape and garden. That's a lot of information. Huge amount of information. It's in bullet form, so it's even concise beyond that in a comparatively fine font. It's down at the bottom of the grid page for each month of the calendar. I save my best photographs for the calendar each year. I'm working on them now, and this is my 30th annual calendar, so I want it to be the prettiest one that we've ever published. Now, your satisfaction with the offer I'm about to give you is completely guaranteed, or I'll refund every penny. You can buy the calendar separately if you wish, but you can save 38% on it by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. Our magazine features outstanding garden writers, all of whom live in the great state of Texas. It's been that way for all 26 years that we have published our magazine. It's been recognized as being the best regional gardening magazine in America, and the region that we serve is totally Texas, just Texas. Says that on the cover, the definitive word in Texas horticulture. Get our magazine, a copy of the 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar when it prints, and all of that information, all for only $36.95. That's the lowest price that we will offer. The price will go up when we go to press. So don't delay. Call while you save the most. There's a $3 postage charge on the calendar, and that's just our cost of mailing the calendar to you. Get all of that. The price, $36.95. Call before the price goes up. Call before 11 today. 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769.
As we make the turn toward fall, maybe you think you escaped summer without foundation issues. But if you had the traditional problems, cracks in the walls or doors that started to stick, you need to call Advanced Foundation Repair. The home inspection is free. Their patented Pro Lift repair system is guaranteed for the lifetime of the house. So at the first sign of trouble, you call Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003. 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com.
North Haven Gardens is one of my favorite places to shop, and I'm in there frequently. I'll be in there this week. In fact, I have an appointment to go there this week, and I'm sure looking forward to it. North Haven Gardens at 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central. I like to refer to it as about a block west of Central, and it's between Forest and Royal. You just take the southbound access road from Forest, and you take the second road to the right. That's North Haven. They're a block west. Well, let me tell you, they have some cool fruit varieties that you just don't see a lot of different places. Now, I'm not going to guarantee you that these are all going to be home runs for you, but if you want to try them, they'll give you the tips on what it takes to succeed with them. Pawpaw tree, banana-like flavor with soft, creamy insides. Gooseberry bushes, great for jellies, jams, and pies. Wonderful, juicy flavor, unique. They have the, I don't know how to pronounce it, Arbequina, olive tree, and Mayhaw trees. Flavor is sweet like an apple with overtones of mango and aroma of pineapple, perfect for jellies. Those are all great plants. They are especially suited to a large degree to the east side of the Metroplex, but they will give you the tips on what you can do if you want to give them a try. Now, from that standpoint, they also have things that are really mainstream and known to be well adapted, like figs and pears, and they have pecans and plums and pomegranates. North Haven has a wide variety of berries and grapes, blackberries, even blueberries, to quite an assortment of grapes, and these are in ad copy for early September. This sounds like an ad I would do for North Haven Gardens in January. Good for them for offering these at this time of year. They have everything you could possibly want. It's a great garden center. Again, 7700 North Haven Road. Since 1951, they've been there in Northeast Dallas. It's North Haven Gardens, NHG.com, 214-363-5316, North Haven Gardens.
You can judge the quality of a radio program by the strength of its sponsors. I'm proud of the people who advertise here. They include Busy Bees Pest Control, 972-416-9404, or 1-800-INSECTS, busybees.com, BIZZYBEES.com. And Creative Water Gardens, 2125 West Kingsley in Garland, 972-271-1411, creativewatergardens.net.
Well, there you are. A little bit of music right there, Randy. We were just talking about that. Let me tell you about Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer. Insects destroying your lawn, are they? From above and below ground, end that damage now with Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer. Complete Insect Killer controls surface insects and root feeders. The insects are killed when they come into contact with the product, or they're killed when they attempt to eat the plants. Either way, you got it. They're going to be dead. The exclusive two-way formula is the only product that combines two targeted chemistries into one granule to achieve maximum protection from the insects. This long-lasting formula gives up to 90 days of insect protection. It won't wash away with irrigation or rain. Use it on lawns, ground covers, flowers, trees, and shrubs, and along building foundations. Check the label for a complete listing of the insects that Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer will eliminate. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced, B-A-Y-E-R. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer. To the phones, we go to Wanda in Burleson. Wanda, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for calling.
Well, thank you for taking my call. What I'm calling about is I have a pecan tree that came up from seed. Usually I'll have maybe some stale pecans I'll put out for the squirrels and such. I guess they buried a couple and forgot it. But it's about 10, 12 years old, 14 inches around in the trunk. And I had a forest ranger out here about 2005 to measure a pop tree I have that he named a champion in my backyard. And he said that this pecan tree would not produce the same pecan that it came out of. It
That's correct.
Native.
That's
Why
correct.
Why does it do that?
Because they are wind pollinated. Have you ever noticed that when humans have children, the children may or may not look like the parents? They may or may not behave like the parents. They may or may not have the same tastes as the parents.
Oh.
And that's exactly what happens with hybrid plants. The same thing would happen with tomatoes. If you planted a tomato seed from one of the hybrids, like Celebrity Tomato, you would get tomatoes, but you'd get a certain percentage of them that would be small. You'd get a certain percentage of them that would be horrible, not worth eating. When I was in graduate school at Fort Collins, Colorado, Colorado State, this was in 1966, and the breeding work was being done on what I later found out to be, and I was involved with it without knowing it, in a one-acre shade house. It was completely enclosed so no insects could get in, and Professor Robert Holly had zinnias in pots. Some of the zinnias were 4 feet tall with 1-inch flowers. Some of the zinnias were 4 inches tall with 4-inch flowers.
Huh.
And there were all different sizes and colors of zinnias. And the breeding work was going on and on and on. All I was doing, my work was on carnations, but all that I was doing was watering those on the weekends. That was my obligation as a graduate student. They later were introduced, the work from that research was later introduced as Peter Pan zinnias, all of which were the same height and flower size, and they came from all of that diversity of zinnias, all that diversity. It was incredible what was in that shade house, and it turned into one type of zinnia. That's the way it works, and so that's exactly why.
So when it reverts, will it be like the little tiny pecan?
I have no idea. Yeah.
It hasn't made pecans yet. It did have some this year, but they didn't make.
We have 7 grandchildren, and when our daughter and when our daughter-in-law were expecting, you just wonder, because they never knew. Well, our daughter-in-law never knew the gender even, and you just wonder, hope everything's okay, wonder what we'll have. It's the same thing with pecans. Until you see the pecans, you don't know. You don't know if they'll be disease resistant. You don't know if they'll have good flavor. You don't know if they'll yield heavily or when they'll yield, if it takes 10 or 15 years. That's why it's very important when we I don't have any problem with letting pecan trees grow, because pecan trees per se are very good trees, very nice shade trees.
They're
reasonably fast. But if you want a reliable crop of pecans, then it's very critical that you choose a known variety, and the best variety of pecan to grow is one that's been is called Caddo. CADDO is the most dependable pecan for
Caddo.
North Texas.
Okay.
It's disease resistant, and that has to be grafted. That's why you buy them named with tags on them.
Yeah, that was an Texas pecan because I buy from, you know, local nurseries and such. But, okay, well, yeah. I was just curious. I didn't think to ask him. He says, oh, it's got to revert to native. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, he's absolutely like, correct. Uh-huh. I appreciate your call. That should explain it. Thank you so much. All right, let me tell you right now about Sunburst Shutters. If you're thinking about replacing your old blinds, Venetian blinds or curtains or whatever, and you want to come into the most modern of decor, you're going to have Sunburst Shutters, plantation-style shutters. These have 2.5, 3.5, or 4.5-inch louver size. It's possible that in different rooms of your home, you might have different sizes, depending on the room size and what you're looking at outside. The larger the louver, the fewer the lines that you have, so you see fewer lines of light, but also the more wide open the window is when you open it. The fine salespeople from Sunburst Shutters will bring samples to your home. They will hold them in the windows, all three sizes, and you can look to see the different look that you would achieve. They will custom measure, they will carefully measure each opening that you're going to be putting the Sunburst Shutters in, and every Sunburst Shutter is custom made specifically for an opening. So when they arrive, they're going to have bundle after bundle after bundle. One bundle will say back bedroom, third window from left, and that's where it will go. And that's why the fit is so perfect. You know, tape and bedwork is not quite that precise. These are made of polywood, which is a man-made product. It doesn't warp or crack or split or peel. It's color fast, white or off-white. They're just fabulous. We have them. We love them. They're also available in Houston, Waco, San Antonio, and Austin. The phone number to call from anywhere that you hear me, 214-343-2601. Sunburst Shutters, 214-343-2601. On the web, sunburstshutters.com. Sunburst Shutters.
If you listen, you'll hear it. It's what everybody's talking about, and it's here. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Dallas Plumbing Company has served the DFW Metroplex continuously since 1903. We have been very happy customers of them for, gosh, it's been 10 years that we found them, long before I ever did ads. Family owned and operated by the Downs family for four generations. There are Downs family members in the business right now, and each of them has a part of the business to make sure that all of it coordinates wonderfully. One company for all of your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs. They've been voted Best Plumber by D Magazine, no kidding. Best Pick Plumber, Air Conditioning, and Heating by the Best Pick Report, and Consumer's Choice Award for Business Excellence year after year after year. This is the best company. If you're going to be around since 1903, number one, you're probably going to take good care of your customers. Number two, you're probably going to be good people, or something bizarre would have happened to you in all that time and as a business. And this is just the best. Dallas Plumbing Company is a Carrier factory authorized dealer. Carrier turned to the experts. Listen to this. Now through November 15, get up to $1,350 cash back and a 0% interest for up to 3 years on new qualifying high-efficiency Carrier air conditioning systems. And we got a similar rebate when we had them install a new system, and boy, did it help with the air conditioning bill. Come see the new display at their kitchen and bath showroom at 11055 Plano Road in Dallas. 11055 Plano Road. That's where all the kitchen and bath equipment, the fittings, the fixtures is what I'm trying to say. That's all available. They're open 6 days a week, 214-340-6300, dallasplumbing.com. Right now, it's Jerry Overton from the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom. Jerry.
Thanks, Neil. WBAP News Time now, 10:34. Mitt Romney says there are parts of President Obama's health care law that he would preserve if elected president. He tells NBC he would make sure those with pre-existing conditions could get coverage and young adults could be covered by their parents' insurance.
I say we're going to replace Obamacare, and I'm replacing it with my own plan. And, you know, even in Massachusetts, where I was governor, our plan there deals with pre-existing conditions.
Obama spending a second day campaigning in Florida, where he's expected to criticize Romney's plans for Medicare. Head of the militant group that's fought U.S. sources in Iraq and Afghanistan, threatening to launch deadly attacks in Syria aimed at toppling President Bashar Assad. The Jordanian militant leader condemned Assad in a speech today in Amman and warned him that Our fighters are coming to get you. Southeastern Conference Commissioner says the league's making progress toward a new television deal, expects it to be finalized before the end of the year. The addition of Texas A&M and Missouri to the SEC puts the conference in new, larger television markets like Dallas and Houston. The upcoming deal likely to be one of the most profitable in the history of college athletics. WBAP News Time, 10:35.
Drivers in Grapevine, watch for ongoing roadwork and possible lane closures, Highway 114 east and westbound at International Parkway. This report brought to you by 99 Cents Only Stores. 99 Cents Only Stores has everything you need to create a delicious summer fruit salad. Watermelons, cantaloupes, 2-pound bags of peaches, plums, and nectarines for only 99.99 cents each. Save more. Shop 99 Cents Only Stores first for everything. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
WBAP weather in touch forecast, sunny and pleasant, little breezy, winds out of the north 10 miles an hour, 89 for the high, clear and 62 tonight, up to 93 tomorrow under nice sunny skies. Partly cloudy, 77 degrees at DFW Airport. 10:36, I'm Jerry Overton, News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
You will not believe the story of a mom who thought she was doing the right thing. The teacher pushed her. The doctor said it was the right thing to do, and then she really, really regretted it. Coming up on the Chris Croc Show, she thought the ADHD diagnosis must have been right, though she was suspicious. She didn't want to put him on Ritalin, but she did, and she backs up so many things I've been saying for years. Don't miss this one on the Chris Croc Show, Monday night from 8 to midnight on News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Shades of Green annual tree sale begins Friday, September 14th. Cooler temperatures mean cool savings when you take advantage of this incredible sale. When you buy any one tree, 10-gallon size or larger, you can save from 10 to 30%. New fall perennials, seasonal color, and pumpkins will be making their arrival into the nursery soon, along with a great selection of fall vegetable plants. Don't miss out on the best selection and variety by shopping early. Fall is the best time for planting in North Texas, and our professional staff is ready to assist you designing the landscape of your dreams. Shades of Green really is not your ordinary nursery. Give them a call at 972-335-9095. That's 972-335-9095. Stop by and visit Shades of Green at 7401 Coit Road, just 2 miles north of Highway 121 in Frisco. Check them out on the web at shadesofgreeninc.com. That's shadesofgreeninc.com.
All right, let me tell you right now about the great folks at Dixon Brothers. You hear Mary Travelin, my announcer, every Sunday morning here, and she is one of the principals at Dixon Brothers. I'll be out there this week, in fact. I'm doing a TV segment with Mary and really looking forward to that. It's just a great place. Dixon Brothers, a local family business that's been working with water since 1973, providing water garden and koi, pond supplies, swimming pool equipment, pumps, motors, pool chemicals, floating fountain, and water well pumps and supplies. You're ready to relax poolside with family and friends, soaking up the sunshine, cooling off in the sparkling blue pool water, right? Well, if it's not right, then if you're experiencing a severe algal bloom and your pool is green, the Pool Life Clear RX, ClearX shock system can turn your pool sparkling blue again. This two-point system destroys the bacteria and algae that have taken over your pool and makes it easy to vacuum all of that out. Anytime a severe algal bloom occurs, the pool can be treated and returned to its clear blue appearance within 24 hours by using Pool Life ClearX, available from Dixon Brothers. Don't work harder on your pool. Work smarter with ClearX from Pool Life's exclusive pool care collection at Dixon Brothers. They've had the Pool Life collection for a long time at Dixon Brothers, and they know what to recommend to you. They're just the best. Pool Life ClearX is available at Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex authority in swimming pool equipment and care, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Dixon Brothers showroom is at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite, and that's one block north of historic downtown Mesquite. 204 North Galloway, 972-288-7537. 972-288-7537. Open 6 days a week, closed Sundays. Dixon Brothers, D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
Hi, I'm Fred Marshall from Advanced Foundation Repair. We're proud to have been a part of Neil Sperry's radio program since 1995. And now, once again, here's Neil.
Thank you, Fred, very, very much. And a couple of things I would alert you to. One of them is join me on Facebook, if you will, at Neil Sperry, N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y. And you'll see a lot of gardeners helping gardeners there. It really is a fun, fun page. It's interesting to see what people post and ask. And then also just a commentary. My wife is the medic in our family. And when she hears that there is a new vaccine out and that it might be something we ought to consider, we are trotted out as a family. And we went yesterday. So I am now all fixed up and ready for tetanus, diphtheria, and whooping cough. This is a scary one. And we have young children around us. And if you do, then that one is something to think about. I had my flu shot earlier in the week. This woman is obsessive. I love her dearly. 45-year marriage. But, we were out on a date the other night. And she said, why don't we just stop by and get our shots? I'll bet they'll do it now. I said, Lynn, date night, for crying out loud, give me a break. So we went the next night. Anyway, just a heads up, I didn't have any reaction to any of it, so that's a good thing. Let's go to Elizabeth in Burleson. Elizabeth, this is Neil. Good morning.
Oh, thank you, Neil. I really enjoy your program.
Thank you.
And my question is would it be all right to prune the knockout roses now?
Yeah, it would have been better about 6 weeks ago because you're just on the brink of a nice fall bloom. I wouldn't do very much pruning at this
point.
Well,
they're little bitty and they're real tall and they're about the size of a half dollar.
The flowers are?
Yeah, the flowers are.
All right, how much sunlight are they getting?
They get probably about 6 hours.
That may be why they're spindly. They need full sun. They really need the full sun. But, yeah, the problem is if you do very much pruning, you're not going to have time for the plant to regrow and form buds and bloom before the first frost. Our first frost is a couple months from now.
Well, I'm really not I'm just more concerned about conserving the plant.
All right. Then, yes, you can do whatever you need to. I would leave as much foliage on it as you can. But, yes, you can certainly prune them. You're not going to kill the plants to do that now.
How far back would you do that?
I have, without seeing your plant, I have no idea. That's why
they're
say
about
leave.
They're 4 foot tall.
I heard that, and I heard that they're spindly. Ideally, in February, you would prune all bush roses back by 50%, 50. So I don't think I'd go that far right now, but you could certainly have that as your goal by February. The problem is you've got to leave some foliage on them so that the plant can store some food. Otherwise, you're not going to have any vigor left in the plant.
Right. Yeah. Should I wait then until February?
No, I say you can do some pruning now, but I wouldn't prune it by 50% at this point.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Okay.
All
well,
right.
That sounds good enough. Then.
All right,
atta
girl.
Appreciate your time.
You can
this.
Do it. Thanks very much. You bet. Let's go to Nancy in Dallas. Nancy, this is Neil.
Yes. Good morning.
You're right. How can I help you?
We have a dwarf pampas grass that is the second year we've had it. We have not pruned it at all. It did not flower until just now, so now it has a whole lot of flowers.
Good.
And my question is, should we prune off the dead pieces? It's got quite a bit still green, but a lot also that are brown and look like they're dead.
A lot of what? A lot of leaves or a lot of old flowers?
No, the leaves.
Yeah, because you said it hadn't bloomed before. Pampas grass is an evergreen grass. Let me try to answer you. It's going to sound like I'm dodging, and I'm really not trying to. Pampas grass is an evergreen grass. So if we have it growing in an area where it gets ample moisture and full sun, and if it doesn't get extraordinarily record cold, then pampas grass may never need to be pruned. It could go 5 or 10 years and never be pruned at all, never be trimmed. If, however, we have an extreme cold spell and the tops brown badly, then yes, it does need to be trimmed at that point, and that would be coming out of the winter before the new growth begins. So that's probably going to be in mid-February to late February at the very latest. I don't know why it would be brown at this time of year unless it got too dry at some point, and in that case, I wouldn't be trimming it now because you have the flower, the plumes on it. But sometime over the winter, maybe you do need to prune it. It's hard without seeing it to know what might be the problem, what the problem might be. If the brown leaves are down at the bottom of the plant and you have a fountain of new good green growth above them, then that's either last winter's damage or it's dry conditions, maybe even from last year, that took those leaves down.
I think it's probably dry, but I think we can use your advice for like winter, right, to trim it at that point.
That'd be fine. It's extremely wicked. You need leather gloves and long sleeve clothes when you do it because it's very sharp.
Yes, thanks. That's great. Thanks
All
for
right.
your advice.
Thanks for the call. Bye-bye. All right, take our last break, and then we have Virginia from Fort Worth. And, you know, I could use one or two more calls now because Virginia is the only one I have. So if you call, I think we can get to you without any problem at all. It's 800-288-WBAP. I didn't pace this right. I didn't go into the pits for the tire change in the right way. Didn't time it. So I should have had three calls on hold right now, and I didn't do it right. So 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Let me tell you right now about the offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine and the fact that 14 minutes from now our office closes, and so you need to call right away if you want this offer, and it's a very good offer. It's your opportunity to save the most on my 2013 Texas gardening calendar. 30th year we've done the calendar. This is the calendar that tells you month after month what you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray in your landscape and garden in that month. That's a huge amount of information. It took me basically a month to get it all typed up and edited and proofread and done the way I want it. It's hundreds and hundreds of bullets. It's just it's the equivalent of about 16 or 18 newspaper columns, but in truncated, very short form of when to do things. All right, so you get the calendar with all of that information, a beautiful calendar. It's my 30th annual, so I want it to be the prettiest one we've ever done. You're going to save 38% on the calendar with all that information by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. I have finished my editorial on the calendar. I have sent it to my editor. She has done that and sent it back to me. I will go ahead and bring in her changes into the text and send it on to the artist. So we're very, very far along in this process. Don't delay. If you want the lowest price of $36.95 plus $3 in postage charges for the calendar, you'll call our office before 11 today. The price will go up. It will never come back to $36.95 again. 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 11. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
Black Cow. The mature manure, Black Cow.
Black Cow composted cow manure is the perfect soil conditioner for our Texas soils. Black Cow enriches the soil with organic matter and helps retain moisture. Now is the perfect time to prepare fall flower beds and fall vegetable gardens. Getting the soil ready is your first step. Black Cow is fully composted, easy to use, and there's no bad odor. Fall is also a great time to set out new shrubs and trees. It's cooler and less stressful on new plants. Mix Black Cow with your native soil right in the planting hole. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Look for Black Cow in the bright yellow and black bag at your favorite garden center or home improvement warehouse. For more information, check the website, blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Hi, I'm Samantha. I'm a recovering addict. Neil, this is the second time you've interviewed me for Serenity High in McKinney. Before Serenity High, my life consisted of sitting in my house all day and pretty much getting into trouble. I dropped out of school before I came here. I didn't really have any goals for myself. Serenity High is different for me from my old high school because I have a sober environment here. I have a more one-on-one with my teachers, and I have a support team here that I didn't have back at my old school. We have two meetings a week here, and the girls and the guys have separate meetings once a week, and then we have them together. For the girls, I feel like a lot of the girls who are really shy, they actually talk about their problems in there. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830. On the web, it's serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
One day at a time, serenity.
Thank you, Samantha, very, very much. And as I have mentioned a couple of times this morning, this is a recovery high school for kids who've been successful at a rehab. They've been advised not to go back to their home schools, and it is in the McKinney Independent School District, but it's open to students from any district. It is a day school. It's a regular high school. It has a high school number, Texas Public High School number. And therefore, the curriculum has to match up with all of that. But it's a small and nurturing school. A lot of information at serenityhigh.org, including a list of the ISDs that partner with McKinney so that their students can attend and they pick up the cost of that attendance. These are great young men and women who have made some bad mistakes, and they know that. They've been humbled by it, and they are trying their best to move to the other side. And it is an at-risk school. There's nobody that denies that, but boy, the victories are so wonderful. I've been to every graduation. 215 lives have been turned around. I think 215 is the next one up. And one of the moms that I know very well said that her daughter had been told 215, and she said, "What does that mean?" She said, "I think you're in line to be number 215." That's cool. Let me tell you about Dalworth Clean right now. Rely on Dalworth to clean, restore, repair, even replace carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. I've told you about Dalworth, originally Dalworth Carpet Cleaning. Now it's Dalworth Clean. For 32 years, proudly told you about this company. They are just the very best it gets. Right now, pay just $29 per area for 5 areas or more of carpet deep down Dalworth cleaned. Book online at dalworth.com for additional savings or call them at 214 or 817-267-8433. That is the hub number, the master phone number for all of the Dalworth services, whether it's Dalworth Clean or whether it's Dalworth Restoration or their other services. So call them. They're just the best. You can count on Dalworth quality and service. In fact, you can count on Dalworth quality in their Dalworth Fine Floors at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. It's a wonderful flooring store. Wait till you see it. We're about to get new carpeting at my magazine office from Dalworth Fine Floors sometime in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Call tomorrow. Their shop at home van will bring flooring samples right to your home. Their number is 817-520-1400. Dalworth, keeping North Texas homes the next best thing to new since 1975. Remember, $29 per area, 5 areas or more of carpet deep down Dalworth clean. 214 or 817 Metro 267-8433. Book online at dalworth.com. Dalworth clean. All right, I have 3 calls, and that's perfect, and we can do this in the 4 minutes that we have left. Charlie Trudeau, you've done a wonderful job. Collin County Master Gardener, and he is one of our newer screeners. And, Charlie, thank you very, very much. You've done wonderfully this morning. And Jerry Overton in the news department, great work. And, hey, Randy Williams, you did okay yourself, pal. Randy is a wonderful producer of this program. He's been at WBAP for a long time, and he's kind of put his arm around me and said, "I can show you the way, brother. Let me show you." Let's go to Virginia in Fort Worth. Virginia, this is Neil. Good morning.
Well, good morning. I have a question about my Chinese photinia, which I really like. On one of my trunks, I've got a couple of little splits, and what has oozed out is like nearly black. And I pushed on that split, and it's soft. So my question is, should I remove that trunk, or can I treat it?
Certainly remove the trunk. There is some active decay there. Either it's been pruned with a stub left, and then the stub decayed back into the wood, or it's been injured, or something's happened, and there's decay that has gotten in. I have several Chinese photinias at my home. This is not to be, for others who are listening, not to be confused with red-tipped photinias, which are disasters. This one's a great shrub. I don't think I've ever seen that in a lifetime of watching that plant, but there's some kind of decay there. You might be able to excise that area and get all the soft wood out, and it might heal, but if in doing that you cut way back into the stem, maybe you do need to take it out. I can't tell without seeing it, Virginia.
Okay. Well, it wasn't a pruning thing. It was just like from a split, but I don't know what caused it.
Yeah,
but you're right. This is a very good shrub, and I got it by accident. But anyway, thank you for your help.
You are welcome. Good deal. Thanks for the call.
Thank
it's
you.
Nice
Bye-bye.
To have a, nice to have a call on Chinese Photinia. Bob and Garland, this is Neil. How can I help you?
Yeah, Neil, I have a pecan tree that came up, and it has never had pecans. It's about 4 or 5 years old. It was in some other shrubs and stuff, so it's real tall and thin, but it's real healthy.
Okay.
So I was just wondering why it doesn't have pecans.
Oh, I don't know if you heard the call last hour. Same question on a pecan. Because it's a seedling pecan, and when you talk to a pecan expert with A&M or in the nursery industry, and they talk about a precocious variety, that means it's a pecan variety, a known variety that will bear very early in the life of the tree, and very early for a pecan tree would be after 5 to 6 years. And those that are not precocious, it may be 10 or 15 years before they start to bear fruit. With a seedling, you're all over the map. You have no way of knowing. You don't know who the dad is. You know who the mother was, perhaps, but you don't know who the father was. And so you have no idea what you're going to get a pecan, but you don't know anything about the quality of it.
But it's such a beautiful tree. I don't
sure,
think I want
go
to
for
put
it.
It,
it's
down
a, it's,
even...
it is what is called a native pecan. I have them all around my home. I wouldn't change them for anything, but I don't count on them for pecans. They're just nice big shade
that's
trees.
What
yeah.
Thank,
appreciate
thank you
your so call. Much. Thank you so much. Let me go to Lori in Richland Hills. How can I help?
Good morning.
Good morning. I have about a minute, Lori.
Okay. Well, we've lost a lot of trees after the heat last year, and I'm looking for a tree that's a quick-growing tree. And I heard about the Texas Giant or the Royal Empress.
Yeah, that is a fast-growing racehorse tree that is about as trashy as a tree can be. The litter it causes is incredible with its big leaves. Fast growth, Lori, is a disaster when you start choosing trees only by fast growth. It's like choosing an automobile only because it goes fast.
Right.
There are so many other features that are much more important. Durability, longevity. I really would encourage you to go to my website, neilsperry.com. I have a big treatise on fast-growing trees. If you're on Facebook, on my Facebook page, I have a lot of information in my notes on choosing the best trees.
Good.
You bet. Folks, I have enjoyed this very much, and thank you so much for listening. Until next week, have a great one. I'm Neil Sperry. Happy gardening.